This was the second National Day of Remembrance for Murder Victims. This year, the Wisconsin ceremony was held in Milwaukee, where the Justice Department says 105 homicides occurred in 2007 out of 183 statewide. Barb Prevort heads the Milwaukee chapter of Parents of Murdered Children. Her 22-year-old son, John, was shot to death by his best friend, Larry, in 1996. Prevort says it's important to look back.
You know, when your loved one is murdered, they kind of get forgotten. And none of their survivors, you know, are even mentioned. Half the time, people don't even know who survived my son. And, I mean, all the courts and everything, they look after the murderer and not the survivors of the victim.
Prevort says she can't get over her loss.
I will never get over losing my son, and Larry took the most precious thing away from me, and not only myself, but his brothers, and like I said, my grandchildren, John's nieces and nephews, they never will know who John really was, except, you know, through us telling them.
Prevort says she's glad the murder total in Milwaukee this year is well below the figure for the same date last year. She credits the Milwaukee Police Department taking additional steps against gangs. But studies have shown many factors play into a drop in murders, including improvements in emergency medicine. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.